This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, A Separation Survival Guide for Military Couples, Practical Principles for Protecting Your Relationship While Separated. And the author is Dr. Craig L. Chandler. And Dr. Chandler joins us now on Indie Book Publishing, this interview brought to you by Westbow Press. Hello, Dr. Chandler.
Hello, Steve. How are you today?
We are very excited to have you here, very obviously timely and in all times because of the stress on military couples and also those who lead in the military to understand the issues here. This is, I see, for a different kind of readers here. So let me read, though, give everyone a little bit more information about how you see this. You say this: families and friends learn how to better understand the dilemma faced by military couples and how to help them cope. Explore the interconnectivity of critical issues many military families are confronted with, and consider practical solutions to one of the most crucial threats facing relationships in the military and potentially the world. And you have a number of other issues that you raise. This seems like it's right on target. Dr. Chandler, tell us about yourself and why you decided to publish your book.
Well, I am a retired chaplain from the Air Force. I've had several career fields while in the Air Force. And one of the things that I experienced in terms of relationship throughout my career, in terms of observing families and the things that they had to encounter, understanding military families are placed in a community comparatively to the civilian community, but in many ways complex in terms of military lifestyle and all the things that families have to deal with. And in my latter part of active duty, of course, we've been in two conflicts majorly, and then other conflicts around the world. But 2001, 2002, 2003, of course, the conflicts escalated after 9/11, as many would know. My concern was for all the military folks, but I noticed the families, couples, enduring extremely difficult times, and I was concerned about them for years, and of course, we ministered to them as we were counseling and you know, ministering to families in our congregations. But over the years, I was deeply concerned about the multiple deployments and the separations, and of course, I counseled many of them that expressed their concerns, their difficulties in dealing with their relationships. And so I was praying about going back to school and receiving a doctoral from Regent University. And prior to my retirement, I registered to attend classes at Regent University in Virginia Beach. And so the topic of my research was twofold, one to deal with leadership or to deal with military families. And over the years, of course, I've always been concerned about military families. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to really look at military programs and how they were ministering to the families and how effective the programs were in terms of ministering to their needs during times of deployments or separation. And so that was my journey on the research. So make a long story short, while doing my research and looking at the programs, of course, the military has wonderful programs and how they help families and, of course, how they help parenting and relationship issues. And one of the things that came up as a major concern while I was doing my research was the issue of marital relationships. And so that kind of struck a chord with me in terms of dealing with the devastating pain that couples have had to deal with of course, infidelity was one of the issues that came up as a major concern, and so part of that process was dealing with all the other issues in terms of what couples are dealing with, the stresses, the financial situations, the communication, the parenting, separation from, single parents, as well as those that are married and having to, military, married to military, separated with them. In terms of their children and raising them, all those issues came up, but the issue of faithfulness, infidelity came up as a major concern, and so I started to focus on that, and so that's how really the book was generated. I did the full dissertation as a part of that, but at the end of that, as an appendix, this is where the book comes in at. I wanted to provide solutions for this dilemma, which I believe wasn't really majorly addressed or, head-on confrontation in terms of dealing with this and then providing solution for couples. So that's where the book came out of. And initially I was complete with the dissertation, complete with the doctoral, and I was kind of going to put it aside and let it be available as a part of the dissertation. But I was moved by divine appointment by the Lord to pull this guide to help military couples. And that's kind of with the ballpark of where I'm at.
Separation Survival Guide. You call it concise, compact, loaded, layered, but straight to the point, or in other words, you cut right to the chase. So yes. This is a very direct, and it has these principles that protect relationships.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of those principles that protect relationships. Why don't you share a few with us?
Well, one of the things that we really, we dealt with two concepts, and I have acronyms, of course, to make it simple to grasp and to remember and understand, and I guess all the way to the full aspect of building a strong marriage. It's two principles. One is to avoid. One is shy away from those things that would jeopardize the relationship. And part of my military briefings, I'll just take you there. Part of my military briefings when I was active duty and preparing families for their time of separation, part of my process was to tell them to don't do anything to jeopardize your relationship with your husband or your wife. And I use a little word that a lot of people don't like to hear, but behave yourself. And so, but it's don't do anything to jeopardize your relationship. And so that's an essential part of protection is don't make any foolish decisions or anything that will compromise your relationship at home. And the other part of that is, building a strong marriage starts with commitment, and that's essentially the first part of my what I call the five pillars. And the first pillar would be commitment, having couples to understand what real commitment is.
Finance.
That's just a snapshot.
Right. Thank you. Finances always pose a stress on married couples, and probably in this case, since this separation even adds more to that stress level. What's your advice in dealing with these financial consequences?
Well, like I said, initially, commitment to each other, but also don't do anything, and many times the one that is not that is away from home, leaves everything in charge of that person that remains, what I call hold down the fort, so to speak. And so have an agreement with each other to not spend funds, financial funds, don't obligate funds that you haven't agreed upon. And so that's really a crucial, that's kind of simplistic, but it's crucial to many relationships, I believe. As statistics would have it, finances is one of the major conflicts in marriages that causes major problems and even divorce as well. But that's up there in terms of one of the major causes. So I have agreements with finances. Military deals with something called the power of attorney, in terms of one person in charge of whoever's left to make decisions. So we advise couples to maintain that trust, but also to not do anything that the two of you haven't agreed upon. And so, and to really consult military agencies that would help with budgeting and spending and managing finances, because that can really cause major problems, especially if that's not done.
What military leaders would benefit from your book?
All military leaders. I suggest, of course, in the last chapter is. This book is crucial for leaders, and when we say what military leaders, all military leaders, especially commanders, and we have what the military call first sergeants, those people that care for troops and many of the family members that come to them for advice or for help. First sergeants, commanders, any squadron leaders, of course you have commanders at all levels. From squadrons to other entities, all the branches have different titles for those. But all those leaders can benefit from this book in terms of helping to guide families in their relationship. Chaplains, of course, that's for saying I'm a chaplain, so I recommend this for chaplains and have shared it with chaplains to utilize to help families deal with various situations in their relationships. And so all of the leaders, chaplains, those that are in charge of individuals and for themselves. We don't forget that there are marriages at all levels, and so it benefits themselves personally, but also as a tool to help other families, whether they're young or whether they've been, you know, in marriage relationship for years.
It seems like this would cover every military branch. Is that right?
That is correct. Every military branch from, again, Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, any branch, Merchant Marines, regardless of a military experience, it's definitely beneficial.
And also even for premarital couples?
Yes, premarital couples especially. It gives them a preparation for the, of course, the military experience. And what I find that, of course, we highlighted in the book in terms of a large majority are young people under the age of 35, some under the age of 26 in that arena. We describe all the details in the book, of course. But many come into the military or come into a marriage relationship with limited knowledge in terms of commitment, in terms of what is expected of them. And of course, a lot of my research deals with the shock when people are deployed or people are separated for a number of months or a year or however long. They're not really prepared for it, even though they may be aware of it, but things happen, and that's why we talk about the stresses that military couples have to deal with, the isolation that they have to deal with, and the frustrations. And so some of it just kind of comes on them, and then they really don't know what to do. And so this helps, the premarital couples that are actually looking at it to know what to expect. Because many, when these things happen, again, what happens then is either the result ends in either going back home to their parents or divorce, of course, or infidelity, as we talk about in the book. And so this gives them a way to prepare for what's coming.
And you even say portions of this book are rated.
I would say yes. That deals with, again, much of the relationship aspect, and we talk about something that some people avoid to talk about. I mean, we talk about hormones, but we're familiar with the normal hormones, the testosterone, estrogen, but we identify two hormones that actually deals with the bonding in relationships, whether it's the bonding in terms of being married or just bond in a relationship prior to marriage. And so we deal with those relationship aspects that deals with hormones. And so that gets involved with some things that a lot of couples don't talk about because they're not aware of it. And some of these are related to studies that have been recently taken in terms of how these particular hormones work. And so it's really enlightening for one to read these and then understand how they actually operate as a person, as an individual, and something what I call is biological warfare. And so those are things that we as humans deal with, and sometimes we know it happens, but we don't understand why it happens. And so this book kind of, you know, gets into that, and I use the term R-rated because it's those things occur, and we just don't want to talk about it.
We've been listening to Dr. Craig L. Chandler. He's the author of his book, A Separation Survival Guide for Military Couples, Practical Principles for Protecting Your Relationship While Separated. Dr. Chandler, tell us how to get your book.
Well, first of all, Westbow Press, westbowpress.com, is certainly available there. Any of the other major book companies, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, Books A Million, and many of the other bookstores nationwide.
Thank you, Dr. Chandler, for being with us on Indie Book Publishing.
Thank you, Steve. Nice talking with you.
And this interview has been brought to everyone by Westbow Press.